This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's October 2nd, 2010. Over the last several days, I ponder and I meditate upon the state of the world today, the spiritual condition of the church world, and I'm grieved. I'm troubled. I see what the scriptures discuss about the end days. I see the state that's relayed there by the Spirit of God, showing us that the rebellion that's in the earth just increases and increases and increases. And the cultures are fallen, insolent against the Lord, who loved them so much and had promised eternal life before the world was ever begun, whom Christ was crucified from the foundation of the world. And God has sent his prophets, his people, his sons and daughters that have been proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout history, particularly after the death and resurrection of Jesus and the birth of the early church, those that love the Lord. Jesus made it clear what the last days would be like, the end times before his second coming. I want to read this to you from Luke chapter 17, verse 26 and following. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought and they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. If we read the scriptures as we're told to do, there's so many details about what the last days will be like. The clashes among the world nations, the kingdoms, and ethnic clashes. Great deception, catastrophic disasters, earthquakes in various places, and pestilence, and famines, food shortage. And the people are fearful for the things that are coming upon the earth. There'll be persecution for believing on Jesus Christ. Not for being religious, but for standing up, declaring that truly Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, that no one can come to the Father but by him. That'll become intolerable. That'll be illegal to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Because when you are in Jesus Christ, you are called to be people of truth. But the people believe lies. And lies are sold, packaged, and marketed today. And the people are under its power. Truth has perished in the land, especially among the religious world for the most part. There's nothing new under the sun. The same is true with ancient Israel and Judah when they absorbed the foreign gods of the foreign lands and refused God's call to be distinct and holy unto him, to worship him in purity. They became like the fallen nations, worshiping gold and silver, worshiping images of wood and stone and the hosts of heaven and any vain thing. And they that worship such things become like them, even worshiping a four-footed animal. It reminds me of the other day, I was in an exercise class and the instructor was telling the people, "You're a superhero. You're an animal, a machine." And I really was struck by that. It just showed me how the people are so under the influence of the spirit of the age that's working in the children of disobedience right now. So as it was in the days of Noah, it will be like this in the days of the Son of Man. Life will be going on as usual with people eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the very day that destruction comes. They'll never see it coming, even though it's outlined in the scriptures, item by item by item by item. They can't see it. Even the church world can't see it. They're blind. Can't see the obvious. As it was in the days of Noah and Lot. These are our examples the same judgments that God brings forth with these men, God delivered them. Through the same floods of waters, through the days of Noah, God's delivered and saved Noah. So God is able to make a distinction between the righteous and the wicked. It burdens me that the people do not see and perceive what's coming. Luke 21, verse 28, Jesus said, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh." Now, this verse comes after very specific details about deception, wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, famines, and pestilence, and fearful sights is what Jesus described. Fearful sights comes after the abomination of desolation. Comes after great persecution and betrayal with people in fear and hunger. But Jesus says, when you begin to see these things come to pass, then look up. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. And he spake to them a parable, "Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise you, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Listen, Jesus is being very, very clear. When he outlines these things in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and other texts, he's telling you these things that I'm describing, they will all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. It will surely, verily, absolutely come to pass. But when you start to see these things, lift up your head. Keep your priorities, keep your allegiance right with the Lord. You're looking for an eternal kingdom in this world, in this cosmos, this manner of way of life that's in this age is passing away and all the things in it. And do not be offended by the holy acts of God's judgment. It's righteous, it's pure, it's holy. He said in verse 34, "And take heed to yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, overeating, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." That's an amazing scripture to me. Take heed. Jesus is telling you, you need to take special precaution. You need to be careful. Be aware. Be careful. Do not let your heart, that's the inner core of your being, be overcharged, overwhelmed, overpowered by overeating and drinking, and dumbed down and desensitized by feeding your flesh and the cares of life, where your emotions are overrun by where you can't even hear the Spirit of God talking to you. Your spiritual perception is completely not in operation, to the point that that day would come upon you unawares, where you never even saw it coming. And this is what Jesus said: "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man." Until the floodwaters absolutely came and destroyed them all. They never saw it. They were unaware. So Jesus is telling his disciples, those that have called upon him, to beware, be careful, do not let this happen to you. You are to see the signs. You are to recognize the sign of the times. Verse 35 of Luke 21. "For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." As a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. A snare is a trap. It captures. The things that are coming are judgment. And God is not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to acknowledging of the truth and repent before him, believing in his Son Jesus Christ. Repent. Change your mind. Turn from your wicked ways and turn unto the Lord. By grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, not of works. It's a gift of God, lest anyone would boast. Ladies and gentlemen, don't make the mistake of adding Christ to your life, a little religion. Make Jesus Christ your life. Crucify your life upon the cross and live through the grace of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit in a new life. That way you won't be captured by the snares that are coming. You want to be looking up. You want to be observing the times and looking to the Lord for redemption. Just as Noah did. Noah was obedient. He was a righteous man, a preacher of righteousness. And he obeyed God, being warned by faith. God spoke to him and told him of things that were not seen as yet. And he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. But he looked to God for the redemption. And when the flood waters came and destroyed everything except the eight souls that were upon that ark and the animals that were with them, everything was destroyed. He was redeemed. There's going to be very, very few people saved. A very, very few, a remnant of Israel that will call upon the Messiah, believing upon him that they pierced. It's very few. The masses, the multitudes, the majority will believe the lies, the myths, the deception, the delusions that are coming. It's not God's will that any of you perish. It's not God's will that you be led astray. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Be watching, be observing with a prayerful heart, a devotion to the Lord, to fear his name, to acknowledge what his great acts are in the earth today. Share with others the gospel, the grace of God that's so rich, so abundant in Jesus. Listen to this perspective from Peter, the apostle. This is recorded in 2 Peter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy behavior and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. This is our focus, ladies and gentlemen. What manner of persons ought we to be? God has called us to be a pure bride, chaste, holy, a virgin bride. In a day of harlotry and abomination and detestable unfaithfulness, we need to arm our minds, arm our hearts and our spirits to come out from among them and be separate unto the Lord and make him to be our God and we his sons and daughters. And God said, I will dwell in you, I will walk in you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, and I will be your God, your Father. This is our hope. This is our God that we trust.